Hi, Watoto family. I hope you're doing very well today. My name is Paul, one of the pastors here at Watoto Church. And it's my great joy to be joining you for our cell moment today. You know, cell is a very key part of who we are as a church. In fact, let's say our vision together. We are an English-speaking, cell-based community church, celebrating Christ, growing and multiplying as each one reaches one, touching those around us with the love of Jesus, bringing healing to the cities and the nations. You see, we want not just live just here and say this statement out every single day. We want to live it out as how we show up to bring healing where there is pain in areas around us. Now, when I think about the cell that you're meeting in right now, we want to build that cell on these four pillars. Number one would be loving relationships, where we every single time we love and care for each other. Number two, spiritual growth, where we sharpen each other to become more and more like Jesus. Number three, leadership development, where we're intentional about having chances to grow in our leadership so there's more of us that have been equipped and prepared to carry God's healing wherever there is pain around. And number four would be community engagement, where we don't just enjoy our time together, but we're actually intentional about moving out where there is pain and carrying the love of Christ every single day. Now, as we discuss today, we're carrying on in unpacking the Spirit-led and Spirit-empowered life. We saw last week who the Holy Spirit is. Today, we want to discuss a little bit about how He does His work in us as our helper. You see, before Christ left the world, His disciples must have been saddened because He was leaving them. But He said, don't be afraid. You are going to have a helper who will help you to accomplish God's purposes in your life. I feel that encouragement for us today as believers, as we try and live out God's purposes for us to become more like Christ and to make Him known. We're not alone. We have help. The Holy Spirit is with us, doing His work every single day to help us on that journey. Now, here's four ways the Holy Spirit helps us. Number one is this: He helps us by teaching and reminding us. You see, in John 14, verse 26, the Holy Spirit is declared to us as the helper who will teach us all things and help us remember what we have learned in the past. I think about the disciples. They had no Bibles, they had no notebook, and yet somehow they were able to remember what had been taught to them and have a deep understanding of the Bible. For us today, we are honored. We have the Bible preserved for us by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we can rely on the Holy Spirit to give us a deeper understanding. And also, whenever we are in times of need, He will bring that word to our remembrance. Number two, the Holy Spirit helps us by guiding us into all truth. In John 16, Christ calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth, who will guide us into the truth. Now, there's a world full of lies around us, lies about who we are, lies about our God, lies about where we are in our community today. But we can rely on the one who knows the truth to help us to discern truth from lies, even about what's coming ahead. We may feel anxious about the future, but we can rely on the Holy Spirit to give us insight into what's coming up. So we won't be afraid, we won't be anxious, because the one who knows the future is showing us the truth about what is yet to come. Number three, the Holy Spirit helps us by strengthening us in our weaknesses. In Romans 8:26, the Apostle Paul details how even when we can't pray for ourselves, when we are too weak to pray, the Holy Spirit will come alongside of us and help us in our times of weakness. What a joy. Even when you feel weak, when you feel weak physically, He can make your body strong. When you feel too weak to pray, He will come and pray alongside of you. When you are on every side persecuted, you have been oppressed, Holy Spirit can come alongside and comfort you and keep you calm and give you peace and give you the strength to carry on. We can rely on Him to help us by making us strong in our times of weakness. The fourth way the Holy Spirit helps us is by convicting us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Now you see, in John 16, again, Christ will explain how the Holy Spirit will show the world their desperate need for a Savior. Even when you preach the gospel, we're not doing the saving. The Holy Spirit does that work in the unbeliever's heart to see that their life is headed toward destruction, and they must say yes to the saving love of Christ. Now, if, as believers, we also have a time that we need to be convicted, because we may live a life, or we can go back into living a life of sin. And the Holy Spirit does an incredible work in us, reminding us how we have been purchased at a price, and how we must repent and restore a right fellowship with the Lord. Now, as we discuss these four areas that I've shared with you, I want to give you some questions that you can use in your cell today to discuss them. Number one, here's the question. Which of these four ways that the Holy Spirit helps us stood out for you, and why? Number two, is there an area where the Holy Spirit has been convicting you lately? What step of obedience is He asking for? And number three, how can you as a cell embrace the work of the Holy Spirit to fulfill God's purpose in your community? Take some time, have a good discussion, and then pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come and do His work in you as a helper, so you can live a Spirit-led and Spirit-empowered life. God richly bless you.